Hey everyone, we are here with the latest team to leave the Amazing Race, Maya and Rohan. I'm Emma.
I'm Evie.
And I'm Adam.
And welcome back to the Tar Pit Podcast. So guys, let's dive right in and talk about the car in the alley situation.
Absolutely. Anything specific, or should we just start with what was going through our heads, what happened?
Sure. How'd it happen? Like, what was going through your heads?
Sure. So when we were going to the detour, we had finally figured out where we were going. The clue told us that we had to park on two specific streets. And we didn't know it at the time, but it was street one and then the alley and then street two. So you want to go, Maya? Go.
Yeah, we were driving past the first street and I said, oh, that was exactly where we needed to turn. And so I told Rohan we can just turn on the next street, not knowing that the next street was going to be the alleyway and that the next street after that was going to be another street we could park on.
Gotcha.
Rohan, if you'd like to continue.
And so down at the end of the alley, we couldn't see it because there was a truck that was there. But there were those dividers. So our original thought was like, okay, we can go down the alley and turn into one of the next streets. Mm-hmm. So that's the only reason we went all the way down into the alley to start with. And then once we were all the way down, we were like, oh my God, we have to get out.
And there was no way that we could back up. The road was so narrow that we barely could fit two cars down the middle of the alleyway. There was about 2 inches between me and the cars on the other side that were parked. And so there was no way that we were going to be able to get out of it backing up because it was so long.
So that's when we decided to turn around and, you know, we're in that situation. We just had to like go for it. We were making those little adjustments until we finally could get the car around, and we did it in about 20 minutes and then got out. Looking back on it, would we have probably tried to reverse now? Absolutely. But it's one of those things that in the heat of the moment, like you don't know what your reaction is going to be. And our first gut instinct was to turn the car around.
Yeah. And it's a total, as a driver, the kids obviously are not drivers, but as another driver, it's such a normal reaction too when you have driving directions, even when you have driving directions, right? And you miss the turn and you're like, well, I'll just turn on the next street and it will recalibrate or something like that. That's totally a normal reaction. So I get where you're coming from, not knowing that the next street was the alley.
And I keep on saying, I had my license for 2 years when that had happened. So I was still a relatively new driver and I was figuring it out. So that was my first gut instinct was, well, just turn around.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are asking, why was Maya the driver? So before we started, we both took stick shift driving lessons and Maya picked it up very, very quickly. She was really good at it. So we both can drive an automatic, but I knew that if when the time came to drive stick shift during the race, that she was going to be the one to do that. So if you're going to have one driver for like a portion of the legs, you may as well be consistent and get the practice while you have an automatic.
Mm-hmm. So was it the editing or was that your longest hiccup?
I actually think that our biggest mistake was not getting a map at the beginning. When we were at the starting line, it was in a hotel, and none of the teams actually took advantage of this, but we ran out, read our clue, and we should have ran back into the hotel and have gotten a map and directions at the hotel, but everybody was leaving in a rush. And the last season that we had watched before the season that we left was season 34. And I don't know if you remember, but Asta and Nina took a really long time to get directions at the beginning of the leg. And I think that had sunk in a little bit with us. So we're like, okay, let's go and get directions on the way. And we really needed that map to navigate. Maya, do you want to talk a little bit about us looking for a map on the way?
Yeah, we stopped at 5 different places to get directions / to try and find a map. So first we stopped at a restaurant and they gave us directions and they pointed us in the right direction, but the directions weren't exact enough for us to try and figure out where we needed to go. And I think from there, we had stopped at a shopping mall to try and find a map, and they didn't have one. We stopped at a gas station to try and find a map, and they couldn't find one. Oh, wow. There was another restaurant we tried to find a map or get more detailed directions, and that didn't work out for us. And then I think once we had gotten that first clue to go to the detour, there was a kiosk to buy a map. But unfortunately, the vendor wasn't exactly there when we got there, so we couldn't stop and get the map then. We kept trying, and it just didn't work out for us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm really surprised the gas station didn't have a map, though.
I feel like most do.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Shocking. Still, even. Yeah. Like, that was the number one place. I was like, oh, perfect. We have a gas station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've watched the show for so long. Like, the gas station is the place you go, like, when you need a map.
Yeah.
That's what I would think of, too. Mm-hmm.
So, is there anything that wasn't shown on the episode that you wish was?
I think that they did a really good job showing the day that we had. I know there was the one clip where they said, oh, like, I don't want to stop time or waste time now and try to get a map. I don't remember specifically what stage of us trying to get down to the Malecon that was, but it would have been like, we did look for maps. Like, it wasn't like we're like, oh, like, we don't need a map at all.
So is there anything that you do differently if you could start over?
I mean, the biggest thing that especially Rohan has said is that if we had gone back, we would have stopped at the hotel that we had started in front of and run back in and gotten directions. I think that was our number one thing that we would go back and try to change.
So what will you take as your greatest gift from the whole entire experience?
So my favorite part of the entire thing was lining up at the starting line. All those other teams, there's so much adrenaline rushing. And Phil goes, the world is waiting for you. Good luck. Travel safe. And then he says, go. And just to be there and experience that as a super fan is like a once in a lifetime moment. And I don't know if you saw in the video, but I told Maya, we were in the second row. There were two rows of us. And I was like, Maya, we're going to be at the front. So I had like looked, at where we were and I was like, we're going to have to go around and cut through so that we can be at the front. And if you watch the tape, when we're right out of the gate, me and Maya were like right there.
And I mean, I knew that it's been Rohan and I's entire dream to go on this show, but getting to watch Rohan do that roadblock with the lassos, and we had no idea that other teams were spending that much time there, but we got there and we had just seen Chris and Mary drive away. And so we knew that we needed to get it on one of the first few tries to keep going, to even have a shot at it. And he just completely killed it. And it was so exciting for me, like, as his sister, to get to watch Rohan absolutely kill it. Mm-hmm. It was just such a rewarding experience. And I'm so happy that this dream came true for the both of us and for him.
Yeah, and we were watching it. We were like, oh my God, he's crushing it. He's really buying some time now. Like, he's really shoring you guys up. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool to see. He did a great job. And also, as super fans, I mean, just we're so proud of you guys. I mean, you did it. You made it to the show, right? I mean, I remember you guys talking about even the classes you took in high school for language just to be in that spot, and you did it. That's really cool. So is there anything that you want people to know about The Amazing Race? Just this experience, the show, the behind the scenes, anything like that?
I mean, we can't even say it enough. The crew behind the show, they treat this show like it's their baby. And you know, we have so much care for the show as super fans, but they have even more for the show, just producing it and making sure that it represents everyone the right way and making sure that it continues to be run in such a way that shows off the great relationships between people. And honestly, it's just so special to get to watch that live in person.
Mm.
Is there any tea that you want to spill now it's all over?
That's a great question. I can't really think of anything because like we thought we're portrayed extremely accurately and really nicely through the first episode. We're really actually proud of it.
Yeah, I can't even say anything other than that. I think that our cast has become so close-knit throughout. We have to wait a little while for a season to come out, and so just the connections that we've been able to make with our castmates, just we're so close-knit, and it was just a phenomenal experience to get to live through.
So when you're done then, and you're on one of the first legs, when you're done, sorry, and then what do you go back home? Do you go into like a holding spot? I don't think they do that anymore. I can't remember though if they do or not.
I don't know if that's public knowledge.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I get it. So go ahead then.
So can you guys remind everyone of what your socials are?
Absolutely. My Instagram handle is Rohan, R-O-H-A-N, M-0-0.
And my Instagram is at Maya M. Modi.
Nice. Well, thank you, guys. I know you've been pulled in so many directions this last week after the episode aired. But I hope that you're enjoying the ride and just really enjoying the experience. And I'm sure this will open up a lot of doors in life for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's been great to meet you guys.
I just say we're so grateful for the opportunity. It really is something that we've wanted to do for our whole life. And we're proud to say that we're able to do it.
Nice. We're proud of you, too.
Thank you.
So I just want to say, I don't think that it was like cool to have somebody eliminated the first episode when the first episode is a mega leg. So I think it should have gone on.
Yeah, we did get a little confused at first, but I guess technically they did cross a pit stop, but still, it was a little frustrating. Yeah.
It did say in the clue when we left the rodeo that the last team to the mat will be eliminated. I know whenever they've had the mega legs, that they're very specific in their wording in the clue. So we did know that somebody was going to be eliminated.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, I think Evie was a little crushed, though, that it was you guys, you know. But thank you for joining us, you guys. It was so great to meet you, and we hope to be in contact again in the future.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Good luck in college, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.